It's a Wednesday. No, it's a Tuesday. This is a regular old Tuesday on the W. We'll hold off on the L's. On the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Well, it's a hot one, Ike.
It is a hot one.
Is it too hot? That I guess, is the question.
Well, first of all.
Yeah.
What's up, Brother Spike?
What's up, Ike?
Feeling pretty good today. Vic Fangio. Boy, I tell you. That's my type of coach,
That's a man right there.
You need more Vic Fangios in coaching, in the coaching profession. Let me just say that.
More Vic Fangios, less Rod Lakens.
Yes. And some would say, yes, less Rod Lakens. And quite frankly, I need less Rob Thompsons, but that's just another story. Tough loss last night.
Yeah.
Jackie Baseball! What is going on? That's back-to-back games. Zach and Christopher? Holla at your boy.
How's everyone doing?
No.
Yeah. I feel nice.
No, air-conditioned.
No. Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
No. It's a big show, yada, yada, yada. Jalen says, you got to keep the main thing, right? The main thing today is not the trade deadline. It is not Elliott from camp and all those other things. The main thing today is that at noon at FDR Park, we were supposed to be watching Jack Fritz play Joe DeCamera in tennis for Fritz DeCamera 3. Right, Ike?
Yeah.
We have been promoting this for a week. Even yesterday, when the forecast for today was out, just to be clear, and we each get a call, I'm trying to think of what time it was, probably around 10 in the morning, that we have called off tennis for today
because of the heat. I was actually getting a root canal.
And you got the call during the root canal.
During the root canal, yeah.
We've called off tennis because of the heat, Rod Lakin says. He says it is management's decision to call off the heat. So the first thing here is that, like, we knew that it was going to be hot yesterday, yet we still continued to promote this was happening today. Our listeners, who we love, we told to come out there today, and they were out there anyway. All right. The second thing is,
I started hydrating yesterday. Look at the size of this bottle of damn water I brought.
That's a huge bottle of water.
Look at the size of this bottle of water, man.
Kelly Green water.
Did you see that? Yes. It's like 2 gallons of water right here.
What a weak, weak, weak decision from management. And then we will get into whose decision this actually was. Because this is being painted as Rod Lakin's decision. But I don't see Jack Fritz complaining about it. Mm-mm. I don't see Joe DeCamera complaining about it. Jack Fritz is 31 years old and brags about being an athlete. Joe DeCamera is 47 years old and brags about being an athlete. This entire thing is how good they are at athletics. Mm-hmm. They're not 100 years old. They're not hampered in any way by any physical condition.
No physical deficiencies or anything.
This decision is an insult to everybody who is working outside every single day. By the way, the guys at my house outside for 8 hours, 2 straight days, busting their asses. But these two weaklings can't play a half hour of tennis in the middle of the day to keep this bit going on.
That's a good point.
It is an insult to athletes who perform every day. It is an insult to people who work outside every day.
Yeah.
It is an insult to our listeners who are going to go and stand out. The question is, who is responsible, right? I would love to blame it on Rod. I would love to blame it on Rod.
He certainly didn't push back.
No, but Jack, did you?
He definitely didn't push back.
How were you and Joe informed that this was going to happen? Not going to happen.
Well, it was in a private text message saying, you know, what do you think?
Ah!
What do you think?
It was, what do you think?
And it was a station decision.
No, what did Joe say that you thought?
Who knows what we said. But how I feel.
You know, you were on a text chain.
Here's how I feel.
Yeah.
Station decision.
Yeah.
Management decision. I didn't push back. I think it was a correct decision. It was hot out.
You don't think you could have played 30 minutes of tennis today?
Prepared to play. Willing to play. That was what was said in the text message. Whatever you guys want to do, don't think it was the best decision to play today.
Why?
Why didn't you push harder for this?
Yes. Why didn't you and Joe should have pushed harder? We're all talking about you two.
For
3.5 months.
You're welcome.
And now when are we going to do it?
next week, you big baby. It's 1 week.
What if it's hot again?
It's not going to be hot. Look at the forecast.
It's a week away.
You're talking about looking at the forecast, and we should have saw it and it was
going to
be hot.
The forecast yesterday.
That's out of my hands.
It's not out of your hands.
It is out of
you
my hands.
You said, no, it's not out of your hands.
Station decision, prepared to play, didn't fight back.
I am standing up for everybody who listens to the show. I am standing up for everyone who works outside. And I'm standing up for the integrity of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, again, Ike, this is a competition to see who is more athletic. Yeah. It's not 110 degrees outside.
Well, the real feel could be like that.
It's not. I ran this morning.
You said real feel.
Dude, I'm almost 50, and I have a replacement.
I walked this morning, too. Man. Yeah, I know. No, I was out there.
It was fine.
It was
be
not
sweaty.
Fine. I mean, I would have gotten through it. I would have been fine playing today. Didn't seem like they wanted to play. Okay.
So you're blaming them or you're blaming you?
I'm blaming them. I would have played today. But I also not fighting to get out there. I'm not dying to play in 95-degree heat with humidity. Like, the Eagles, by the way, professional athletes, moved up their practice to 9 a.m. for a reason.
Okay.
Oh, but two schlups got to go out and play tennis in front of a 100-degree heat.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Maybe 30 minutes. Who knows how long sets can last for?
No,
that could have been at least a clean 40.
No. How many volleys do we think 1 point of Jack versus Joe would go?
I have no idea.
Hit the ball three times?
Again.
One of you morons is going to hit it into the net.
So, I agree. Again, I'm fine playing today. I was mentally preparing myself to play today. But it was made. The decision was made. And I was fine with it.
No, you should have stood up. And you know what? I don't
and
actually
first off,
believe
it would have been more of an advantage for me anyway. I want this to be fair.
No, you don't want it to be fair. You didn't want it. Like, this whole thing, we should. I don't want to invest any more time in it. If we're just going to do it, first of all, 215, if I'm wrong and they shouldn't have played and you think it is dangerous for two healthy adult men to play a half hour of tennis.
You keep saying he's healthy. I mean, are you sure?
He's bragging that he's healthy. He's bragging that he's an athlete.
He took a shot in the groin.
Yes, 215-592.
I took a needle in the ass.
I don't know. This whole thing is embarrassing.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that I'm questioning. It would not have taken very long to get this thing completed.
No.
It would not have taken very long to get this completed. At what point did you guys become concerned about heat?
Yeah.
Well, I was concerned about heat,
well,
but it wasn't.
How hot was it during baseball? It was like 93 degrees during baseball.
Yeah, that day was hot as well.
And gritted and grinded my way through.
By the way, when we did golf, it was hot.
It was scorching when we did golf.
Okay, I know. That's why I was prepared to play
no,
today.
No, prepared to play is a, you are.
I'm not.
This is a half measure answer. I want to see the text.
I said it was a bad. I
put the
okay.
text. Put the text online.
Not putting the text
put
online.
Put the text online.
Not putting the text online.
215-592-9494. Do you think
that's no?
I'm going to get Jack's cell phone number.
HIPAA laws.
That's not a HIPAA law. That's not what HIPAA is. Hold on, Jack's cell phone. You should ask for the text. It's 484-888.
No, but this happened before, and people started calling me. You freaking A.
I want to see the text.
I'll show you the text.
No, I want them. I want them for everyone to see.
But all I'm telling you is exactly how I feel. And how I feel, I'm happy with the decision. I did not, but I'm prepared to play. And that's all it was. I don't know the big deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. We'll push it back a week. We're not out there needing to die for a radio bit.
If it's hot next week, can we? It's not a radio bit. This
yes,
is more than
exactly.
a radio bit.
Exactly. What are we talking about here?
I've spent the last month and a half just obliterating the character of the morning show.
Invested in this.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people are invested in this.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to wait a week.
Okay, so here's the question. If it's next week at the same time and it's also 98 degrees, what are we doing?
I guess we'll grit our way through it.
And then running the next week or the week after that, what are we doing?
Yeah, I want dates.
Well, running's not that. Running's like a 2-minute thing.
Well, who knows with you guys? Here's what I want. Here's what I want, Ike. Yeah. I want the exact date and the exact place of the rest of these events so we can get them scheduled, and I want them scheduled for inside so we don't have to worry about the weather
anymore. Why did we schedule this for inside, indoors anyway?
I have no idea. Was it anybody's idea that at the end of July it could be hot?
Should have brought up.
Did anybody think about that?
Out of my hands. Out of my hands.
It's amazing. You will think to ask me for advice 100 times out of 99 right. times out of 100. And the one time that you don't want to play in the heat, you don't happen to mention to me, hey, Rod and Joe what are asking
think?
What
yeah,
I should
yeah,
do.
What do you think?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't get a call either. You. Yeah. You can get my
for
advice.
What?
Yes.
To ask you?
Yes.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
No, I've been ridiculous. Like your agent through this entire thing.
Well, what did I do?
You should have asked me. You
for
should
what?
Have said. You should have said. Rod and Joe don't want to play tennis today. Should I push back? But instead, because you're soft and Joe is soft and Lakin is the softest of the soft. Well, I'm just saying. Rod.Lakin@Odyssey.com.
Nice. Put the whole email out there.
215-592-9494. This is outrageous. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, listen. This right here
yep.
is a mockery. First of all,
you tweeted this morning it was a smart decision. Don't change your tune.
You can change.
You can change your mind.
With new information.
I don't know nothing about no tweets. All I know is, look. I'm sitting here listening to the call. I didn't have the back information. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I was told, you know, Joe been doing all this work, you know, his coach on here.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he's training the heat.
Yes.
I know he ain't doing no indoor tennis.
No.
Ain't no pickleball, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Jack was throwing, you know, with the high school kids. And the more I listen to it is, okay, when was y'all texting about it? Last night?
This morning.
Was it last night?
No, the quick decision made this morning.
Okay, this morning. Okay,
like, my thing is, y'all could have changed the event if it's too hot. It take 20 seconds to run. Y'all could have been like, we going to do the run in the day. You know, the people was ready. Some people called out work. You never
yep.
know. People took PTO days. All that come to see you, support you. The blind man had the cheerleading suit. Oh, he got the
he has no idea if it's happening or not.
Oh yeah, did somebody check and see if Bam went down?
No, he's down there. He's watching other people play tennis. So.
Yeah,
he might still be out there.
He could be.
We don't even know. He might be cheering, clapping. They, you know, we don't know. And y'all let your brother down, man. The
yep.
camera and Jack, this play into his hands.
But it wasn't because, my call.
No, it could have been your call.
Right.
Oh, what? I said make a big stink of it. Also,
yes.
we're playing today. No. I support my management.
This is my problem with you. When it comes to Jalen and all these,
oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Wow.
You got a sharp tongue.
Yeah, you always got a sharp tongue. But when it comes to your athletic ability, oh, you don't got an opinion.
I was going along with what management was saying.
No. We'll go start going along with the college and saying when it comes to the court.
That's right.
I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? But was it a smart decision? I mean, Joe, I don't think Joe the most healthy guy, so maybe it saved his life, you know. I do agree
it saved
that.
Saved his life.
Yeah, but Corey, here's my point. If Joe is not healthy enough to play 30 minutes of tennis, Joe should not be involved in an athletic challenge against the afternoon
show. Yeah, what are we
show.
Doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you yep. can't brag that you're a better athlete than all of a sudden when the conditions aren't exactly, oh, I'm too frail. I'm not healthy enough to do this. Then
right.
you shouldn't. Then neither of them should be involved in this. It's not it's not dangerously hot out. If you're
oh,
old.
But the Eagles can move practice up.
And we could have got y'all some Sprite.
Well, we got
out
a season to get ready for.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
And you know that? We could have got y'all some Sprite.
Well,
out
Sprite
there
isn't hydrating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
We could have got y'all
we're
some
not drinking
out there.
Sprite.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Stop. You're not getting paid. Relax with the Sprite.
Obey your thirst.
Yeah.
Y'all disappointed the city. And I feel sorry for the guy that can't see.
That's the second
suit.
Time you
I
said
bad
that.
For him. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, he'll get to wear it next week.
Yeah.
Maybe. You never know. That could be his only day. You never know. You know. So, it's a disappointment, man. I'm upset.
I'm with you. On
I
with
too
you,
am disappointed. I yeah. too am disappointed.
No, you're
oh,
not.
No, you're
not disappointed at all. Oh, you've tweeted 100 times today about
yes.
what a good decision
what a great
it was.
Decision
and you've been
it was.
Smiling. You've been smiling. Like,
I smile every day at my job because I love my job and
no,
the people I
no,
work
no,
with.
No. You were smiling like the first time Jill said she'd go out with you. That is the kind of smile we've been seeing all day today.
Oh, like the second I got the call, I went right upstairs, hugged Walk. I said, "Your daddy's gonna be able to see you tonight.
Oh,
we're not gonna be. There's not gonna be an IV shoved in
okay.
your. In, yeah, yep.
Were you really worried about the heat?
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
Dude, I don't think, again, I would have been fine.
Dude, I ran, you can look it up, 2007 Chicago Marathon. I ran that. It was so hot, they ran out of ambulances and Gatorade.
They ran out of ambulances?
They did. They
seems
shut
like
it down.
Bad decision.
I finished the race. And I was older than you are now.
Again, I would have been fine. But it's not like I was geeked up to play 95 degree tennis. Yep. No, absolutely not.
How did they run out of ambulances?
Yeah, that seems like a problem.
And actually, truthfully, my brother ended up in the ER, dehydrated.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you give his number out if he gets run over by a car?
Yeah. It was actually funny. He finished the race. We got in the cab.
Oh, my God.
We got in the cab to go back to my apartment. And he looks at me. We pull up to my apartment. He looks at me and he's like, hey, I feel worse than I've ever felt. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I can't move my legs. I was like, you can't move your legs.
Oh, man.
I had to basically carry him upstairs, called an ambulance, sent a picture to my mom of him in the ER. I was like, don't worry. He's okay. I really do think this is embarrassing on every level, and it's insulting to our audience.
And every week with you two, man, it's something embarrassing.
What? I had one bad golf round. Everything else has been fine.
How about this? He's got one of his 17 vacations coming up, so that's going to take that time out. Hey, you're ready to concede the tennis. He's ready to concede.
I'm not ready to concede tennis.
You are.
He's getting shots in the groin. He's keep yelling about his groin is torn and all this other nonsense.
You're conceding the tennis. He's conceding the run.
Running.
Why don't we just have basketball next week?
And just be done with it.
And just be done with it. Let's have basketball next week and just be done with it. We don't have to play these games.
I don't want to do that.
Where we send our list. Listeners out. Well, then how about you start practicing? How about he starts manning up? How about you start manning up? How about Lakin starts having us broadcast from training camp? And
how about
everybody
Lakin
just start...
not wear jeans to training camp either? How did he not know it's going to be 110 degrees today?
Wait, who did?
Lakin.
He oh, wear
no
jeans
today. Yes.
Wow.
No wonder he wanted to cancel this thing. He's hotter than anybody.
And then, you know, he didn't ask to be involved in it. I'll just say a higher up than Lakin came up to me today. And he said, very quietly, this is the right decision.
This is where I cut my mic off.
Yep. And I was like, I'm not going to say who it was, but I am going to say, this was not the right decision. I was like, people are out there working, playing sports. And he's like, you know what? You argue for a living. I'm leaving. And he just walked away. He wanted no part of that version of me.
You called him a liar, also, on top of all this.
Did I call him a liar?
Yeah, because he brought up this story about...
No, we're not allowed to say that story on there. Well, we don't know if that story is public
Christ,
or not.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you relax in
there? I didn't call him a liar. Yeah. I called the person who told the story a liar.
God.
All right.
That won't get us all fired, man.
215-592-9494. Do you think it was the right decision not to play today? Or are you a real man or a woman and think that two grown-ups who are bragging about how athletic they are should go and be athletic outside?
Was prepared to play.
No.
I was.
I wanted to show me the text.
I do want to see the text.
I want the text in public.
Release the tapes?
Release the text. All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Friss.